he's come pretty close. She was part of a team that successfully recorded part of the initiation ceremony that takes place in the tomb's courtyard.
Okay, you have the doorway here.
Yeah.
Okay, then to the right you have a hedge, and then you have an evergreen tree. If you follow that line straight back, courtyard's in there.
Okay. So that's where they have the ceremonies.
The outdoor part of it. Part of it was indoors. So we only got to see the outdoor part.
Right.
We only got to and to listen to the outdoor part. God only knows what went on indoors.
And what did you hear? What was it, you know? You managed to get this unique
access. It was disgusting. It was gross. I mean, they were pretending to murder people. And
what was the tone of it, though? Was it jokey?
Vicious.
Or was it quite...
No, it wasn't jokey at all. It was sick. That's about the only way I can describe it. It was sick.
What you're hearing is the first recording ever made of the Skull and Bones initiation ceremony. It has never been broadcast before. Fifteen new members of the club are being introduced into the macabre rituals of Skull and Bones by the senior students who are about to graduate. The club has what some might see as a strange fascination with death, skulls and bones. There's the chants too, difficult to hear first of all, but including the devil equals death, and death equals death.
This is an elaborate, occult, ritualistic entry into this group that they are